Look, this is what Paul said on the road to Damascus. Immediately there was fell from his eyes something like what? Scales. And he received his sight at once, and he had an encounter with Jesus, and he was born again. Something changed. The switch flipped inside of him. When did the switch flip for you?
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Jay Tyler from Holt Assembly of God, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. Here in just a moment, you'll be hearing a message I recently shared with our congregation at Holt Assembly of God. Today's message is part two of a message entitled, Are You Born Again? In John's Gospel, chapter 3, Jesus tells Nicodemus, in order to see the kingdom of God, he must be born again. Are you born again? Our prayer for you today is that you are challenged, blessed, and encouraged as you hear the word of God shared in this message.
And so when Jesus was talking about, in order to live on this earth, you got to be born of flesh. But in order to live in the kingdom of heaven, you must be born of the Spirit. Amen? So, third, how do we know we've been born again? How do we know we are born again? You know, as a church, as a fellowship, and personally, I believe that we can forfeit our salvation. That's just our stance. If you don't believe that, that's fine for you. But as for me, for our church, for our fellowship, we believe that a person can willfully forfeit their salvation. And look, just one example. I'm just going to use one here today. Now, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, look at this, some will what? Depart from the faith. That means they had to be part of the faith in order to depart from the faith. Amen? Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. So we're not, that's just not even that scripture. That's just one example why we believe a person can receive Jesus, be born again, but yet forfeit their salvation. How do we know we are born again? Because even with that said, we should be able to have assurances that we are born again. Do I believe in eternal security? Absolutely. I believe I am eternally secure if I am born again and I remain in Christ. When you're born again, you're changed. Because you're born of the Spirit. Are you hearing me? You've been born of the flesh already. You got to be must be born of the Spirit. And when you're born of the Spirit, we say you're born again, right? There's a change in you. A change takes place when you're born of the Spirit. Listen, if you receive Jesus and you're still the same, something's not right. I would say this often, well, I rededicated my life. Because when I rededicated my life, listen, that is not even true. The more I think about it, it's not even true. I really gave my life to Jesus later on because that's when I sold out to him. I said, it's all yours. I just said that's when he became to be Lord over my life, was later in life rather than early. Look at this, what the Bible says. These things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, look, that you may know that you have eternal life. God wants us to know that you have eternal life. He wants us to have that assurance. You know, we shouldn't be up and down whether am I lost or am I saved. I just want to go back to this point. If there's no real change in your life after receiving Jesus, you're not born again. But if you know when you had real change take place in your life, listen, I'm not saying you're perfect. I'm not saying that, you know, you have it all together. I'm not saying that you don't mess up from time to time. I'm just saying that there was a drastic change when you were born again. There should have been. And if there's not, then I want you to ask yourself, am I really born again then? I don't want any person to go to hell. I don't. And listen, there will be good intentions in hell. Are you hearing me? There will be good intentions in hell. I believe this. There are people that we call good that will be in hell. I don't want anyone to leave here without that assurance that, you know what, I'm born again and I know it and I'm serving Jesus. But what I'm telling you is this. Sometimes we call people saved that aren't saved. Because, listen, unless they've given their heart to Jesus, fully submitted themselves to him and changed, and listen, I question that. Listen, you'll know them by their fruit. What's Jesus saying? Listen, it'll be evident to you. It'll be evident to everyone that this person is born again. How many of you know when you were born again? Raise your hand. I know when I was born again. Now listen, I'm not asking the day. It's a different question. Some of you may remember the day, the time, the place, everything. Some of you may not. Listen, when I got married, I knew the day. I know the day. But sometimes I forget the date. Some of you have made this mistake and you forgot the date once. I get dates confused sometimes. I can remember my birthday and that's about it. I'm terrible on birthdays. I forget my kid's birthday. I forget my parents' birthday. I forget my wife's birthday. That's why I have a double dinger on my phone 2 days ahead to remind me, hey, birthday's the next day. Hey, the next day, birthday's the next day. Because listen, I know I have to get Jenny's right, and everything else can fall by the wayside, because she can remember for me. But I do remember when I put the ring on her finger and what happened next. But sometimes I have a hard time remembering the date. Some of you will be like, but you know the day. Some of you may not remember the day you gave your heart to Jesus, but you know when he came to live inside you. I remember when Jenny and I began to share space together. I remember when she entered into my life, became my wife, and we became one. And you should know when Jesus entered into your life and you were born again. If you can't remember that, then I would say there's a problem then. Because it doesn't matter. Do we believe children can get saved, can be born again, yes or no? I was a children's pastor. You bet I believe kids can get saved and kids can be born again. But they should know when Jesus entered their life, amen? They should know something happened inside of them. Man, I wish that was the testimony of every person. They received Jesus as a child and serve him. Are you following me? But listen, you should know that something changed inside of me. I know people got baptized 3 times, walked the aisle several times, prayed the sinner's prayer 100 times. But they were not saved. Why? Because they never truly, fully gave their heart to Jesus. Listen, he can't be Lord unless you give it to him, your heart. And when you do that, something changes. Something changes. God cannot fully inhabit you unless you give him control over your life. God can't control, listen, he can't and he won't take charge over you unless you give it to him. When you were born again, you were born of the flesh and you were going the wrong direction, every one of us. There's not one person in here that was born going the right way. Everybody in here was born going the wrong way. We're all born going that direction, the wrong way. But listen, when you gave your life to Jesus, guess what happened? You begin going the right way. You should know when that happened. You should know when that occurred, when you begin going the right way. Psalms 14:2, the Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have altogether become corrupt. There is none who does good, no, not one. All of us were born sinners. All of us were born going the wrong direction. But when Jesus came into your life, something happened, something switched. Listen, we see that in the ministry of Paul, don't we? Look, this is what Paul said on the road to Damascus. Immediately there was, fell from his eyes something like what? Scales. And he received his sight at once, and he rose, and he was back. What did he do? He had an encounter with Jesus. He was born again. He was a Pharisee. He was out persecuting the church, trying to destroy the church. And he had an encounter with Jesus, and he was born again. Something changed. The switch flipped inside of him. When did the switch flip for you? When did that occur? If it hasn't happened, are you born again? Are you born again? Listen, when you're born again, your desires change. When you're born again, your attitude changes. Your behavior changes. God changes you. Are you hearing me? And your being changed. So some of you can testify to this same thing. This happened to me. Man, when I was born again, a lot of things changed in my life immediately. And then there was those stubborn things. But my desire is to change those stubborn things. See, before you were born again, your desire was to do wrong. Now, if you made yourself do right, you could do right, but you couldn't do it for long. I'll give you an example. When I was younger, if someone did something wrong to me, I wanted to justify myself, whether through fist or words. But now, if someone does me wrong, part of me still wants to do it in fist and words. But the longer I meditate on it, I can't do that. I got to forgive them. Why? Because I don't want to be offended. I don't want to hold a grudge against someone. I don't want to go to hell for anyone. Because the polarity of my heart's changed. There's been a switch has flipped. Listen, if someone wrongs you and you continue to hang on to that and you're bitter, well, God, you don't know what they've done to me. See, something's wrong there. If you are wronged by someone, and you hang on to that, and you get mad, and you get angry about it, something's wrong. You hear me? Something's wrong. Jesus, listen, think about this. And I'm going to just paraphrase, and I'm thinking back in Matthew, in the same message, Sermon on the Mount, dealing with unforgiveness. You cannot you cannot hold on to unforgiveness and go to heaven. There's no way. It's impossible. Now think about that alone. How many people are in church, go to church regularly, tithe, pray, read their Bibles, believe in God, believe in Jesus, believe in everything, but have a hard time with unforgiveness? Still hang on to something. Can't and won't. Hear me? Can't and won't. They need to examine themselves. They need to examine yourself. And you know what? That is even biblical. Here's why. This is a scripture we often miss. Examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? Every person in here this morning, I want you to think about this. Am I born again? Has the switch been flipped today? Maybe someone told you were born again, but inside you know it wasn't true. There's something missing. Something wasn't right. You couldn't put your finger on it. You knew something was missing. Listen, something happens and you go, and your default happens all the time. See, when something happens, when life hits you, you'll go into your default. And you'll either go into born again or you'll go back into the flesh. And if you stay in the flesh, there's something wrong. Are you hearing me? Paul was writing this to the Corinthians. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. He wasn't writing this to unbelievers. He's writing to church folks. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you find it hard to forgive? Do you hold a grudge? Are you offended easy? Are you wounded easy? And do you hang on to those wounds? I mean, this list can go on and on. And I just want you to think about this. When you're born again, there is evidence. There is fruit. You'll know them by their fruit. Does it mean you're perfect? No. Does it mean you're better than anyone? Can you be arrogant about it? No. It just means this. You, for yourself, are going to have to answer this question for you this morning. I can't do it for you. I wish I could look at everyone and say, you're born again, you're not born again. You are born again, you're not born again. I can't do that. I just want you to answer that question for yourself. Am I born again? Did something happen inside me that changed me? And now listen, there's some of us that struggle with walking in the spirit and walking in the flesh. And I get that. But deep down, do you know that it's wrong to harbor unforgiveness? Or are you justifying it? See, there's a big difference, and I hope to make that even clearer for you. Well, you know, they did this to me when I was young. I don't want to dismiss anyone's pain, but can I tell you this? You still have to forgive. You know that's the truth, and that's the word. And I don't like it. You know what? If someone touched my kids, I'd struggle. I would struggle. I'm just letting you know that I would struggle so that I can get with God, because I'm going to have to process that. But I know in my heart that I have to forgive them and I should forgive them. And really, I want to forgive them because I don't want to go to hell for them. They're sinners. And sinners will do what sinners do. They'll do evil things. They'll do hateful things. They'll do hurtful things. See, that's what lost people do. Born again people don't. Man, I hope you're hearing me this morning. I hope this is making sense. I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond in prayer at the altar here this morning. And just examine your heart. Holy Spirit, I pray, examine each and every heart here right now. Ask them, are you born again? Are you born again? Or do you know there's something that's missing? You've been going through the motions, but you know something is missing. Something has not been right. This is your opportunity. This is your moment. The Spirit of God's given it to you to make it right. There's no reason for you to leave here today not having assurance.
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. I hope it was a blessing to you. If you're looking for a church home, I want to invite you to come and worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. or join us Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our family night. On Friday, April the 27th at 7:30 p.m., we are having an outdoor movie night at Holt Assembly of God. This is a free event, perfect for the family to watch a movie in a family-friendly environment. There'll be plenty of free popcorn and soda, so please bring your own lawn chair or blanket for seating. Holt Assembly of God is located at 540 3rd Avenue in Holt, Florida. Our phone number is 850-537-8351, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Until our next broadcast of Life in the Spirit, God bless you as you serve the Lord Jesus with a grateful heart.